T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
CBS military consultant and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, who we've talked to many times over the years and rely on his judgment from his experience. Colonel, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Larry, it's always a great pleasure to be with you.
I thought it was ironic that you released a book in 2020, battle tested, about the Civil War. And here we are, a week away from what we saw, you know, in our nation's capital. Well, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. I wanted to ask you, and you came to mind when I was watching in horror, like hundreds of millions of people around the world, as a military man who has served in so many different capacities, how disturbing was it to you that there were among this group many who have served in our military, including one lieutenant colonel, and every branch of service seems to be represented, going into our capital? What was going through your mind?
Well, Larry, I was greatly disturbed. You know, we try to talk about that in Battle Tested because, in a way, there is a clear comparison. And that is, of course, leadership during a crisis and people divided on both sides. And there were West Pointers on the Confederate side and West Pointers on the Union side. But the most recent events were disturbing to me. And I never thought in my life I would see people who were in the military or those who had retired from the military, as I have, now, who had sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we take that oath repeatedly when we're promoted, when we reenlist, et cetera, and then strike at our nation's capital at a moment when the Congress was really doing one of the most sacred responsibilities that is a bedrock of that Constitution, which is certifying the peaceful transfer of power based on the vote of the American people from one person to another to be our chief executive, to be our president. So I was as disturbed as I can be. And in many ways, I think the crisis that we're undergoing right now, though I hope and pray and do not think it'll get as violent as we saw back in 1860 and 61, but it may be a test of the democracy that it, in some ways, is not dissimilar.
Now, security was left flat-footed on January 6th. They were not prepared for what was coming to the Capitol or invaded the Capitol. Are they ready this time, or is this just a show of force in Washington, D.C. right now? It's a fortress, 25,000 troops.
Well, you know, Kevin, we're going to find out tomorrow, to tell you the truth. Certainly they were caught flat-footed. Certainly people in security across the government, not just the D.C. police and the Capitol Police, but across the U.S. government, Department of Defense as well, should be embarrassed by the response. And I think when you need to have an investigation now that asks the following question: were we unprepared because we just messed it up? Because, you know, the opening paragraph of the 9/11 Commission report says that that occurred on September 11, 2001, because we lacked imagination. We couldn't imagine a small group of people would take an airplane and fly it into the Pentagon and fly it into the World Trade Center. That could be the reason. We lacked imagination. We couldn't imagine a president of the United States would inspire a crowd to a frenzy, and they then seized the Capitol building, as we saw on the 6th of January. Perhaps that's the reason. Or was this a matter of commission? And that is, there was a decision not to put out forces in a significant fashion to deal with the crowd that they knew was coming. Perhaps that was a response to the fact that many had criticized them for overreacting back on the 6th of June during the Black Lives Matter demonstration in Washington. Perhaps that is true. Or perhaps there was an active effort to not put out forces because these were crowds that were friendly to the president. Whichever question you want to answer, all I'm saying is I think we need to look into that and find out why we were so woefully unprepared.
We're with retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. You're familiar with CBS security expert, Paul Violas, I'm sure. And I asked Paul, the safest place in America is going to be in the Capitol on Inauguration Day. And he hesitated and said, not so fast. What is it we don't know with the FBI putting out warnings and all of these other people? You have five times as many troops in Washington around our Capitol that are serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. What are they worried about?
Exactly. I mean, they're worried about, I think, the following things. Either one, an attack somewhere else. In other words, we're so focused on Washington, D.C. that an attack occurs somewhere else. State Capitol building, federal building somewhere across the United States. We shouldn't forget, not to be a sensationalist here, the biggest terrorist attack on American soil in the 20th century was a bomb in front of the Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City, which killed a significant number of people and was executed by a military veteran. The second thing is, the old saying, you don't know what you don't know, the fifth risk. You don't know what you don't know. And I think the concern may well be a lot more than a huge crowd, as we saw on the 6th of January, trying to deal with the problem of a very small group of people, highly trained, highly dedicated to their cause. Those are sometimes the most difficult ones to track down.
Yeah. And is there a lot of chatter leading up to the inauguration right now from that various small groups that could infiltrate or get past security in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I don't monitor that stuff directly, but from what I've been told, there is a lot of chatter, but it seems to be mixed. Some saying, organize to do something. Some saying it's time to back off. I think some of these groups are now on the run, certainly being pursued by federal authorities for their participation in the event on the 6th of January. The other problem we got is, frankly, the good news is Twitter and Facebook kicked all these people who are members of these organizations that they could identify off their platforms. That's good news, so they couldn't spew the hatred that they've been spewing for quite a while. The bad news is we kicked them off Facebook and Twitter. Why? Because many times you can use that as an intel gathering source where one or another members of a particular organization will leak something that they may be talking about, frankly, in an encrypted chat room, and that ends up on Facebook and gets you a lead that you can then pursue. So I'm also concerned by the fact that now that they've gone not only more underground physically, they've gone more underground on social media, making it more difficult for law enforcement to pursue and monitor.
Yeah, for a while, they self-promoted the fact that they stormed the Capitol and breached inside. Many of them put up videos and pictures and selfies.
They're bragging.
And what was surprising, additionally, Colonel, was the just casual nature of a lot of the video we saw once they were in there. Just it didn't look like they were under any pressure or concern, with pictures of them sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk and otherwise.
Well, that's for sure. They're arrogant, to be sure. And the other thing I'd have to say is I don't think they're terribly bright, to tell you the truth, because we have how many hundreds of thousands of witnesses watching them do that on video, how many thousands of hours of video, how many photographs, many of them identifying themselves as selfies. So identifying and tracking them down should not be as difficult as it might be. And we've seen, I think, about 90 or so who have been charged with federal crimes already. They certainly felt a certain degree of entitlement, and they kept saying over and over, this is our house, et cetera, et cetera, which is part and parcel of the mantra they've been spewing, whether you're part of the Proud Boys or the Three Percenters or the Oath Keepers or any of a number of organizations that many of those folks represented.
Battle tested. You might want to read the Colonel's book on Gettysburg. Meanwhile, we always appreciate your input. Stay safe and thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Let's hope for a very good and very happy Inauguration Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. parts.